Well, tell me about this job that the member got for you at the dyeing.
I got a job, and he put me in a shipping room.
Yeah.
And then one time, a strike breaks out. All the men walk out of the plant. And the super comes to me and said, "Listen, this has nothing to do with you. You're in a shipping room. The shipping room's not involved in the strike. Mm-hmm. Just the production workers." So I didn't go out. After all, he said, "Listen, Herman Geller got you this job, so be smart." His name was Phil Cantor, whose brother was a personal friend of mine, lived over the river, mm-hmm. married to one of my friend's sisters. They went out at 12 o'clock, and I remember the word got around that they're going to meet again at night. But it didn't affect me, so I didn't go out. 5 o'clock, I went home. I remember this was on First Avenue and River Street. I took the bus down to Arch Street Bridge, so to speak. The Arch Street Bridge ran over to Water Street, and two blocks away is where I lived. So I went home, and in those days at night you'd hang around the candy store. You'd listen to Father Coughlin, the fascist.
Yeah.
You remember,
yeah.
You heard about Father Coughlin.
Right.
And they had a radio. I don't think we even had a radio in those days. I see one of the fellas, his name is Jaime Desser. And he hears, I say, "I hear there's a strike on in your place." I said, "Yes, but it has nothing to do with me." Well, when he got through with me, he had me convinced that I had done a terrible, terrible thing. That very night, I ran across the bridge. I waited for the bus. I knew where the meeting was going to take place. 612 River Street, the Callan Ballroom. I ran up those stairs and I asked for the floor and I apologized. My place with you guys. Come on up and talk. You're going to say something. Because I was a nervy kid, and I was in a shipping room. They knew I was a boxer, and I knew I wasn't afraid of things. To make a long story short, the next day, I'm on the picket line.